Because the subject that I want to lay on your heart is something that God has laid on my heart over the last couple of months. And just as I was returning to Ireland, and as I was on the plane, I was caused to go back to that great book of Romans, which I'd begun sort of reading again a number of months ago. And God sort of highlighted just a few verses from Romans chapter 1. And I want you to join with me as we go to Romans chapter 1, please. And we're going to read from verse 8 through to verse 17. The theme, and something that I want to share with you, is our passion for God. And I want to challenge you about that, because God has been challenging me. And what I say to you, I'm experiencing myself. I don't pretend to have got there yet, but I do believe God is working in my life, and I want Him to work in yours, because I believe that together we can do so much more if we have a real passion for God. Romans chapter 1 then. First, Paul says, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of His Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end that ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I proposed to come to you, but was let hitherto, that I may have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we know that God will add His blessing even to the public reading of His own precious word. The question for you this evening, what are you passionate about? What are you passionate about? What is it that gets you up in the morning? What is it that drives you, that motivates you, that excites you? What are you looking forward to doing most tomorrow? What are you passionate about? Well, for some, you might be passionate about life. You're just so glad to be alive and so thankful to the Lord, and you're passionate about life. Or maybe for some, it's family, and you live for your family. Your family is all that really matters. You will do anything for your family. Maybe for some, it's health. I have a sister, and if she gives me one more bottle of vitamins to take, I think I'll throw them at her rather than take them. She's concerned and paranoid almost about taking the right things and doing the right things. Passionate about health. Or maybe you're passionate about career. Or maybe you're passionate about your friends. Your friends are everything to you. They mean everything. Whatever they do, you will do. Whatever they say, you will say. You're passionate about your friends. Or maybe we could look at some more examples. What about the game? A bit sorry to hear about Ulster again yesterday, wasn't it? But they were doing well up until then. Maybe you're passionate about the game. Maybe you're passionate about a hobby, or maybe it's cars or music, or maybe it's fashion. And for you, maybe it's jewelry or books or shoes or sugar or chocolate. Guilty. Or maybe you're passionate about baking or painting or singing or building or writing or eating. We all have a passion, don't we? Someone has defined passion as to have a strong feeling of need or desire for someone, something, or some activity. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you. See his passion? Can you detect it? I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all He has done for you. Let them be a living and a holy sacrifice, the kind that He will find acceptable. This is truly the way to please Him. This was a man, remember, that was so passionate against God, full of vengeance, full of hatred, wanting to do away with the church, wanting to kill Christians, and now you find him passionate for God. And in these verses, we get a little glimpse of his character, and this is what I want to encourage you this evening about. If we are to be passionate for God, first of all, we must be passionate about prayer and the Word of God. And Paul clearly illustrates that. He was longing to be with them. He was praying without ceasing for them. And we see that in many of Paul's letters. Paul was passionate about prayer. Prayer changes things. And we have seen prayer changing things. Your prayers have affected the work in Peru. Your prayer can affect the life of this church. Your prayer life can affect the lives of your family. Prayer changes things. Well, we don't always see prayers immediately answered. But have no doubt about this. God always answers prayer. Paul was passionate about prayer. He was passionate about the Word of God. He just wanted to get to the church at Rome. He wanted to share God's Word. He wanted to impart, it says here, I want to impart to you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. We want to be encouraged together as we get around God's Word. I wonder how many people come to the prayer meeting here in Lisburn Baptist Church. I'm always more concerned about the people that are at the midweek than I am about the people that are at church on Sunday. And I challenge you, are you passionate about prayer and about God's Word? Are you at the prayer meeting each week without fail? We need to be passionate about prayer, spending time in God's presence. We can only be passionate for God if we're passionate about prayer and about the power of God's Word. Before that, we can, and only then can we impact the lives of others. Now, bear with me. We're going a few stages here, and we're going to be reaching the whole aspect of mission. But this is important. We've got to start here. Okay, so let's be passionate about prayer and about the power of God's Word. Let's believe it. The God who we talk to and the God who we listen to. Secondly, we need to be passionate about pleasing God in everything. And Paul was conscious about doing the God's will. There's so many times I wanted to be with you. So many times I wanted to travel, but it just wasn't God's will. It just wasn't the right time. I wonder, are we passionate about knowing God's will? I challenge the young people, as so many of them come to me so often and say, look, I just want to know God's will. How do you find out God's will? You see the importance here? You spend time in God's Word and you spend time in prayer. Then you'll know God's will. You will never know God's will if you don't pray. You will never know God's will if you don't spend time in His Word. Paul was passionate about pleasing God in everything and knowing His will. Lord, lead me, guide me each and every day in our thoughts and in our words and our actions. Are we passionate about pleasing Him? Thirdly, are we passionate about the needs of others? You see where I'm going? You see how we're getting to the whole aspect of mission and the challenge of mission? Being passionate about prayer, being passionate about God's Word, being passionate about pleasing Him and everything. Oh, then we'll become passionate about the needs of others. One simple question, do we really care about the needs of others? You're happy, I'm happy. Life's good to us. And we're not really concerned about the needs of others. I had a brother-in-law who had a huge impact on my life before he went to be with the Savior. And he was a very humble guy. He drove an Ulster bus for many, many years. And he had two words that he had actually written and pinned up on the Ulster bus windscreen. He was also a part-time fireman. And on the steering wheel of the fire engine that he drove, he had these two words also stuck on there. And on the fridge in his kitchen, he also had the same two words. And everywhere you went, you seemed to see these two words, follow Ken. And the two words were this: others first. Oh, dear friends, the difficulties and the problems that we would avoid in church life, for instance, if we put others first. And we realize that outside these doors, there is a world which is lost in sin. People need the Savior. People need to know the Lord. Are we really concerned about the needs of others? Whether they be material needs, whether they be spiritual needs. Do we really care? Fourthly, are we passionate about the salvation of the lost? Someone once asked me, you know, what is it that keeps you going in missionary work? I'll tell you what it is. And it is very, very simple. When I think of where someone, if they die tonight without Christ, is going to spend eternity, that scares me silly. That makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand. That sends a shiver up my spine to think that there are those, if they die tonight without Christ, they're going to a lost eternity. And dear friend, if you're here this evening, I want to say to you lovingly, Jesus Christ, God's Son, died for you. He took your place on a cruel cross. He paid the price of your sin that you might go free, that you might be forgiven, that you might be accepted into God's family, that you one day would go to heaven. That's the message. Are we concerned about the lost? Do we want to see people saved? Remember what Paul said about Israel? My desire is that Israel might be saved. Is that your desire for Lisburn? Is that your desire for Ireland? Is that your desire for this world? That's what God wants. He's not willing that any should perish. See God's passion? Oh, I want some of that. Fifthly and finally, I trust you now see where we've gone. Passionate about the truth of the gospel. This message that we have in God's Word. Oh, we may change the method and the means by which we share that message. But this message must never change. Because it is the only message that will save a soul. It's the only message that will speak of a way to heaven. This is the message of the gospel. Paul wasn't ashamed of that gospel. He says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Oh, you can detect the excitement in Paul. I was so wrong before, but now I believe this message. And I want to come and preach it to you too, so that others would come to know the Lord Jesus. Simply, dear friends, in your Christian walk, whether it's at school, at university, maybe it's with your family, with your friends, maybe in the workplace, wherever you are, if you're going to get involved in mission, listen, do it with passion or don't do it all. If you and I are not passionate about this message, about this Savior, then how on earth are others going to even be interested? Oh, thank you, Lord, for challenging me. I realize I fall far short of this passion. Again, do you and I have a passion for God? We could define it like this. It's simply beating with the heartbeat of God. My father just 7 weeks ago had a little pacemaker fitted. 88 years of age, and I saw him just a couple of times recently visiting. And I sat and watched him with his 2 little fingers on his wrist and a smile on his face. He can feel his heartbeat now. He can feel his heart working. Do you feel God's heartbeat this evening? Do you love as he loves? Are you concerned as he is? Are you not willing that any should perish? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:22, to the weak I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. Now, let's not be mistaken. Paul didn't do the saving, but he was the means through which God reached others and others were saved. I like that. I want to be available to God. I want him to fill me with his passion so that others would see Jesus in me and will want to know that same Savior that I have come to know, to love, and to trust. When I left Rebecca off at Missouri Baptist University, I admired greatly the facilities they have, very modern and exciting opportunity for her and for so many students. Fabulous buildings, fabulous facilities. But I was drawn to this a corner in one of the auditoriums, and it was speaking about something very, very precious. And it reminded me of a quote in a book by Chuck Black in his book Heart, Soul, and Mind, and said this: understanding what is at stake eternally chases the silly right out of people. Once a person dares to love God so completely that he tastes the presence, power, and hope and promises of the Holy One, there's usually no turning back. And that's what I want, that as you sit and listen this evening, and as God challenges you as he is challenging me yet about a passion for him, that you'll not want to turn back, but you want to blaze a trail for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what's happening at Missouri Baptist University. I was drawn to this small corner and a table. It's their details of their Christian union. They don't call it a Christian union. Listen to what they call their CU in Missouri Baptist University. A mighty passion. I like that. And I noted down exactly what they're all about, a mighty passion at Missouri Baptist. And I want to make this my statement of faith. I want you to make this your statement of faith personally and corporately as a church. Listen, a mighty passion is a God-glorifying community of Christ's followers coming together to be actively involved in mission and see lives changed for Jesus Christ our Savior. Through a mighty passion, you could be part of a group of faculty, staff, and students that desire to encourage, positively build up one another, and experience life together. In our gatherings and local and international missions, we seek to live for one thing: Jesus Christ, the author and giver of life and purpose. Through worship, spiritual formation, and a service, a mighty passion strives to engage heart, mind, and soul and strength in the pursuit of knowing Christ and making him known. We seek to move our students to a biblical worldview and are intentional about our commitment as Christ's followers. We believe true purpose in life is only found in a thriving relationship with Jesus Christ. We trust Scripture is total truth, and we can have full confidence in the gospel of Jesus Christ in this postmodern generation. I want to study at Missouri Baptist. I want to be part of this CU. I want to be part of a mighty passion. Oh, that God would move amongst us. We cannot finish this evening without listening again to the words of Matthew in Matthew 9. Jesus, oh Jesus, our Savior, went about all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, healing every disease and sickness. Jesus was passionate. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like a sheep without shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, I wouldn't have liked to have been one of them at this moment in time. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Things haven't changed, friends. There's a harvest field out there. The workers are few. We need more workers. Are we ashamed of him? Paul wasn't. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the good news about Christ Jesus. It's the power of God at work saving everyone who believes. You see, it's easy to feel a passion here right now. Maybe God's been touching your heart and warming your heart and challenging your heart. And you want that passion. But it's quite another thing to make it a way of life. Dear friends, let's make Christ our passion. This is a mysterious melding of self with Christ. I do my part in consciously surrendering to Him. And He does His part in transforming me with His passion. The very passion that allowed Him to faithfully represent His Father to the bitter end of the cross. Follow your passion. Follow Christ. We were singing about that. Do you remember? Maybe you've forgotten the words already of that amazing hymn we sang at the beginning. Talked about filled with passion, filled with power to proclaim salvation in Jesus' name. Passion for God.